Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Pruitt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jackie Brown. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garr, who is chasing the ball. Blanks reaches third base with a triple. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Cardi moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Downing. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Downing steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Downing scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Coggins moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Downing and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Rich Coggins now playing center field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Howard now playing first base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardi strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer bunts towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Dent moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Brett covering, for the out. Two outs. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing third base. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Clay Carroll now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi is walked intentionally. Rick Waits pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to third for the out. Waits moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Waits moves to third. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Alan Ashby pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Alan Ashby now catching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 4 in the game. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez pinch hits for Rick Waits. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Forster now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Downing reaches second base with a double. Jim Kern now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 4 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 5 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garr throws the ball into Broemer, who tags Manning, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 3 in the game. Broemer is hit by the pitch. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Jack Broemer. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 5 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 5 in the game. Garr strikes out. two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford is walked intentionally. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields the ball and throws to Kern covering. Safe. Bannister scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Kern covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Bill Stein now playing second base. Alan Bannister now playing third base. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard bunts in front of the plate. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Orlando Gonzalez. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.